at 80 the other day. NAWRO Richmond. Good morning, Dakota.
Good morning. That first one was probably rough. I apologize. I just switched over to Richmond, which for some reason works better for my house. How are you?
Doing quite well. Hope you're the same. It's going to be an interesting commute here with Warren being standalone, I guess.
Yeah, I got a text about that this morning and wasn't sure why, but I think anywhere, much if I can hit Warren, I can hit Detroit or UNB, so I should be okay. I also don't know, Mondays are weird, I don't know if everyone's out here.
Well, the report we got was one of the microwave dishes might be out of alignment. So in addition to that, the 7.2 receiver at the Warren site is also out as well. So the net result is that Warren is standalone for now.
Well, that would make sense then. That sounds like it's a network connectivity thing and not necessarily a equipment thing as far as antennas and machinery. Give me one second. I'll get your Warren gas station.
Copy that. Here, Anthony calling out at Warren now. NAWRO.
All right, I'm rolling.
W8RCY. Am I in the loop?
Kind of.
Good morning, Dakota, if you can copy me. Yeah, there's a lot of things messed up with the Warren. I'm talking to you through my node on a different network altogether. So Anthony and Tim went over to Statewide 1, but I don't have any of my DMR radios with me at the time.
I know, I would have grabbed my open spot and a DMR radio, but I didn't really think to do that this morning. I just grabbed my bag, radio, and ran out the door.
Yeah, I'm on a different part of the FBI. I'm on the, I guess I'm on the Detroit one downtown because I can't link up anywhere else. And I'm not even sure if the Warren is even powered up because I was hitting it yesterday as a standalone, but I'm not even hitting it today. And so it might be completely shut down. Not sure, but, you know, and I don't know if Sean's going to be out here today or not. I know he was under the weather over the weekend, so I don't know if he's going to be joining us or not yet. I have not heard from him.
NAWRO.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
Ah, there are the two drifters.
Why don't you go ahead, Warren? Anthony, if you're in.
Yeah, I don't Warren's know if you guys are getting me. Just wanted to say hello. I'm almost to the office. And Donald, the Warren FBI is powered up. I was, Tim and I were just trying to talk on it, and he wasn't quite able to get in. So, yeah, I'm almost to the office. I'll listen a round or two and then catch up with you gentlemen later.
Okay, well, I thought I may have heard Sean pop in there. That's why I waited a second. But, yeah, as close as I am, I cannot hit Warren on my node, nor can I hit them on RF. That's why I say it might be completely down. And I was able to hit it on RF yesterday, at least, you know, kerchunk it, so to speak. But, yeah, so I don't know.
Well, there's no hitting it on the node. It's not connected to the network, so, and it's working. I just keyed it up. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm still a little north, so I'm going to sit tight for a round.
Anthony, the alternative, get TJ's machine in your radio. That's the alternative for us.
Yeah, I have it in my radio, but in I figured in Troy, I'd try the UMP first, so I'll probably be on that, what is it, the LTV or whatever that, LTS? I'll be on that this afternoon. I'm driving across town, so. But I'm pulling into the office here. I will catch up with you guys later. This is KD8RU8. Have a good day, everybody. I'll be back out here in a few hours.
All right, just one thing real quick. Don't be surprised if UMP doesn't work at all for you over that way. It doesn't work very good in that direction at all. Anyhow, catch you later. Who gets the next, Donald?
I will take it. Well, this morning I'm on the booth winger, and I don't have anything other than the Warn repeater RF and my note connected to it. So my note is connected to the downtown hub for the moment, just to make sure I got a connection of some kind. I'll switch it out when we're done talking.
I should be able to just work Detroit instead of Warren. I think that's like a pretty close one-to-one for me.
And I'm looking at the dashboard, Dakota, if that helps while you're getting down to your work site there. NAWRO. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, the node is not located where the 2.6 is. So if you connect up to the node, anything that connects to the node will be fine. They're not even, you know, the 2.6 is nothing more than another node on the system, just like you. So it's not working, but that has no bearing on the rest of the nodes or anybody else. So just trying to explain how it works. Good morning, Tim. How you doing? I've got a pretty bad cold here. I was debating going in, but I don't really feel bad. I just, it's annoying more than anything. Got to deal with that. Donald?
Yeah, it's just good to hear you out here, and, you know, because, you know, I didn't know how badly under the weather you were. Phil was asking me if I wanted to ride in or anything. I said, no, I've got other plans, because I went out to... Mike, I still didn't even get there because something else came up, but really not much this weekend going on per se. It's the next two weekends I'm going to be busy traveling, but other than that, nothing new. Coda, I think?
I believe so. Just creeping my way south here. Just realized that this truck also needs gas. I took it because mine needs gas. So I might have to make a second stop.
Dakota, you're sounding good on the Romeo this morning, at least from my area here. And Sean, I don't know if you're feeling up to it, but I'm working on the roster. I got a couple of quick questions. OxC, COMT, and COML. COMT and COML, what are those?
I'll tell you what, I'll send you over some documentation, but those are certifications under the OxCom program. COMT is a communications technician certification. Basically, you have to go to a certification event. You have to prove that you understand certain things about radio communications to get COMT certified. And then COML is communications leader. And that's, you have to, again, you have to go to some training for that, and then you have to go to an event and, you know, and then get a workbook needed in order to certify in that. But one is technical, and the other one is leadership in an event.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was going to give you a chance to respond, but not to mess up the rotation. So yeah, so that's over my head. So I'll pass it over to Dakota if he's not pumping gas, and then Tim can take it if he's pumping gas.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, copy that, Sean. That's good. That explains it enough. That's our new training manager has those endorsements, so I just wanted to get him on the roster, and along with your ESF2 designate too. So, but other than that, that's good. I'm all set. Back over to you, Sean.
All right, yeah, like I said, I'll get you some information on that over to you. And also, there's some regular training or meetings that they have virtual that you could drop on. And if you're interested in that stuff, try to keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the world of Oxcom and all that stuff. So we'll get you in the loop to whatever degree you wish. Figure it out. I have wanted to get COM-T for my guys, but it's very difficult. But if I had enough people interested, I suppose I would try to get a class sponsored, you know, by us, paid for in the area. So stuff to talk about. I'll start by getting you the information over there. Anywho, I got this upper respiratory thing. It's mostly just a runny nose and a little bit of a sore throat. So I hope it doesn't turn into anything more. I can live with this. Just stay away from people. Not get them sick. That's okay. I got a kind of a separate little space that I operate in. I just keep away from everybody and make sure I don't touch any doorknobs or anything like that. Wash my hands, all that good stuff. Try not to be a bad co-worker and spread it. But you gotta work, right? I don't know. I debated on going in. I don't think it's gonna be any better tomorrow, so. Anywho, and I've had it a few days, so is the period of the spreading period, is that early on, before you really know you got it? How's that work? I don't know. Don?
Yeah, it's like me when I get sick, which has been quite a bit lately, but it's been because of other things, you know. Cardiac and respiratory issues, throat issue was something different, but still, it affected some of my breathing with that going on. So, yeah, I just don't take chances anymore. I just get it checked out and see what they have to say, so on and so forth. But as far as colds, the flu, things like that, knock on wood, excuse me, I've been able to avoid those kind of symptoms, which is good. And during the winter months, I kind of isolate here on my campus because, you know, we have, you know, living on a senior campus, we don't want to get anybody or everybody else sick. And the motto is, if you feel sick, just stay in your unit or stay in your apartment and just stay away from people so you don't get anybody else sick or you don't get sick. So that's kind of like my policy now. And I'm just, you know, in a sense, you know, you're smart enough to know to stay away and, yeah, not coming to breakfast and things like that. It's the little things that you do that help prevent it for sure. Is Dakota back?
I'm here, just driving, and I don't know why I'm so tired today, just getting through it. Well, Sean, I hope you feel better. That sucks. I hate this time of year because it seems like it's so much easier to get sick. Knock on wood, I've been good for a minute, but the last time I was sick, I had an annoying cough for about 2 months, so I really hope I don't get that ever again.
Yeah, it's kind of the same with me being retired. I just, you know, don't want to jinx myself or any of you, but, yeah, I've been doing well. Not going in, you know, being with a lot of people, I guess, helps. I mean, as Sean knows, my former position, in the building next to him, you know, a lot of concentrated bodies there, and that was always difficult because you were exposed to all kinds of things. Of course, that was well before the pandemic and all that. But, yeah, Sean, maybe half day. Go home and work from home for the other half. Or, yeah. Over to you.
Yeah, we'll see how I feel here. I just got out of a nice hot shower. You know how when you take a good hot shower, you all of a sudden you're tap dancing like, oh, I feel great. Then a couple hours in, when the thing kind of drags you down a little bit, you're like, oh. But right now I'm coming off that hot shower kind of boost. So we'll see. For life, I can't figure out. I don't ever look at the blame or anything like that, but I'm thinking, I just really haven't been exposed that much. I've got my own little space. I pretty much walk in and work out of my own little space. I haven't had any close proximity with anybody that I can think of. I'm just trying to think of where I might have picked this up. And I get it. You never know from anywhere. Nobody in our shop sticks besides me as far as I know, so... So I don't think I got it there. So where the hell else was I? I can't think of nowhere. So that is, it goes through your head. Where in the hell did I pick this up? But these things are. I hear this one's pretty spreading really, really fast. It's got a very easy deployment modus or whatever you'd call it. I guess it's what Wally had, but Wally sounded like he was sicker than I was. So I'm either on the front end of something that's going to be worse, or I got something different. And I'm hoping it's something different and not as bad as Wally, because Wally sounded like it took him out for a while. Donald?
Yeah, I was going to mention Wally, but you beat me to it. But one thing you keyed on is a shower. I got up a little early this morning and jumped in the shower. You don't get in the shower until I'm done talking to you guys. But one thing I do is I take two awfully hot showers a day. And, of course, the morning's scrubby. But my policy is if I don't come out of there looking like a lobster, I didn't take a shower. But when I take even the evening shower, it's the same way. And I just steam everything out of me. So I'm not as congested, throat's not as sore, sinuses are clear, that's the one thing I try to do every day is take two showers a day. Fortunately here my water is free, but still, excuse me, hot showers for me seem to do it whenever I have a head cold or something like that, and if I feel like it's getting worse, then I do the Alka-Seltzer plop, plop, fizz, fizz thing. And that usually knocks it right out. And that's one remedy that's like my go-to remedy for head colds and issues like that. Dakota?
Anyway, that reminds me, I need to turn up the hot water tank at my house. I'm the same way. I like to scald myself pretty much, like first-degree burns kind of deal. And lately it just has not been getting hot enough, and I don't know if it's because things throughout the day, people doing dishes or running laundry or what, but last couple showers I've taken and it's not been hot enough, and there's no way the thing's failing, it's brand new, but who knows, maybe it is, so I need to turn that up so I can keep doing that, and if that thing is failing, I'm putting in one of those instant hot water heaters.
Yeah, Dakota, you're talking hot water heaters and water service. The other day, Richmond had a rather large leak, water main leak. And so you turn on the taps, and all that nasty, rusty water comes out. And, I'm thinking, I don't know if I really want to take a shower right now with all that stuff. So I didn't. I waited. But, it clears up in less than a day once they fix it. So over to you, Sean.
All right, I'm switched over to UMP, so it should be fine. I'm north of 69 gross spec. But, I'm one a day, unless I get into something. And I'll even skip one, on the weekend if I take one the night before or something like that. But I find if I shower too much, it dries my skin out, and I have a real problem with that, and I get eczema, psoriasis, stuff like that, so I can't and I got to be careful with being too hot, because hot activates it to hot spots and whatnot,
So, I got a hot, you know, don't get me wrong, but not as hot as you guys are describing. And Dakota, I noticed that in the winter at my house, that that it seems like I got to run it up a little higher to get to the same temperature. And my basement's very, very cold, and the pipes, you know, I don't know if there's a cooling effect, like a radiator effect to the pipes getting from the hot water tank to the shower. I don't know if you have, if they run under the house when it's this cold out, you know, are they, does it have a long way to travel, and is there a possibility that it cools that water down in any significant manner? I don't know, just a wild ass guess. I do notice that there's a little bit of extra. I need a little extra off the hot water side, you know, in these months. But anyhow, I'm going to pull in here and get myself a Starbucks. If, when it comes back around to me, I don't answer, it's probably I'm chatting up the barista. W8FU, Donald.
W8RCY. Sean, if you're still listening, I don't know if you said you were just about to order, but maybe some insulation on those pipes might help, you know, just the foam stuff you can just, you know, wrap over it or something that might help you there. And Dakota, my significant other has one of those continuous hot water systems in there. I don't know exactly how it works, but I know she doesn't have a tank, and it mounts on the wall in her basement, and it's instant hot water, and the showers never run out of hot water. And she has a pretty fancy schmancy shower there that has multiple heads and multiple jets on the walls, and you know, she can be like hit with a fire hose if she wanted to get in there. But that's what she uses, and I've only experienced it once before when they were first coming out, these continuous water things. So I think that might be something you might want to look into. It's just a suggestion. And over to you, sir.
Did we skip them?
No, go ahead, Dakota. I'm after you, I think.
Half asleep this morning. I didn't know the rotation. So the hot water tank is directly under the master bedroom, so it's got the shortest run of the house, which is weird. My basement is probably, I don't know, 5 to 10 degrees colder than the rest of the house. I'm sure that plays a factor. That's the plan. Once it's due, I mean, my parents just replaced theirs after 30 years, so once it's due, I'll put a instant hot water on the wall instead of putting the tank in, and my buddy's got one. They're super, super nice. They're a little expensive, but it's nice that you never have to wait for hot water and you never run out of it. I don't think there's anything wrong with mine. It's like 18 months old, so I highly doubt it's messed up, and if it is, probably under warranty. Does a wave off. I like my scalding hot showers, and I haven't had them recently, and it's been bugging me.
N8WRO, that would be the way to do it, especially with a family. But I did do some research on the instant tanks, and I think natural gas is the way to go. I'm pretty sure you have it up there, or maybe even propane. But boy, I tell you, if you go electric, you really got to have some power for that. It's amazing how much juice you need to run one of those instant tanks. And the other thing I was going to say is, Donald, you don't got to worry about it where you're at. And Dakota, I think your place is new, but I'm at an older place here, and I still have some galvanized pipes. And we've done a lot of improvements, but one thing I haven't done is those pipes are still the same thing coming up from the water tank all the way up to the upstairs master bath. And that's, I got to get that done because one of these days we could have a big problem with that. Over to Sean if he's available, N8WRO.
Yep. I'm back, got my coffee, heading in, making the final approach here. Tim, when it comes back around, so I've got about half galvanized, half I've swapped out the copper. I could probably get mine knocked out and switched over pretty easy, but tell me what the dangers are, aside from it cruds up inside.
tell me the dangers. Something else to worry about. Anyhow, when it comes back around, Donald.
Tim, you mentioned that I really don't have to worry about it. Well, this building that I live in is 50 years old, and about three summers ago, we had a major power surge that went through the building, and they had to replace just about everything in the way electrical. So we have a new big green power box in the back. We still have the same old generator. But when they did that, they replaced the heating unit, which is a boiler, and they replaced the hot water system, which is pretty much boiler as well, I guess. So even though it's been a costly thing, the hot water really here hasn't been a problem. And I had a valve in my shower bathtub thing go cuckoo. They replaced it, and they wouldn't dial it up for me because, you know, we are seniors, and they're worried about scalding issues and so on and so forth. And I went to management and talked it over with maintenance, and I actually had to sign a release that if I do get scalded, I can't go after them. But, I do like my lobster showers for sure, and I still have them. So there's just one of those things you got to do is, I want hot water, and this water's not hot enough for me. So I signed a release, and, it's quite nice in there for sure for my liking. Dakota?
I will say that's one thing I'm very, very appreciative of at this house is the water. We're on a well, and all the piping is PEX, so don't have to worry about a lot of that stuff. And then I know exactly what you're talking about. Our old house was built in 53, and that was a battle that we just fought constantly. We bought gallons of water to drink because our made of water is so disgusting. They would do any sort of work. It was community well that wasn't managed properly, and they'd do any work, and then the water was yellow or brown for 2 days. It was ungodly expensive, so we're very appreciative of what we have now, but that was the next project that we were going to do was the plumbing in the house. We decided to sell it, thank God, because everything in there was, majority of the inside was copper, but all the mains were galvanized.
NHWRO, yeah, that's where I'm at now. A lot of improvements in the house. We're the second owners. I got it in 86. It was built in 36. Of course, got a big family room addition and all that, so we've done a lot of stuff to it. But inside the walls going up and down from the basement, second, and third floor, it's still the galvanized iron pipes. So, I think they're, it's like your arteries. They're probably getting less diameter, less pressure, and you notice it upstairs. So, Sean, I was thinking about just having a company come in and pull out all the old stuff because it's going to be beyond my skills at this point. And then, thread through the PEX tubing. And now I'm debating, though, am I going to have one of those manifold things coming in the basement? I mean, that would be awesome because you can kind of segregate each line, just like it's an electrical circuit. If you want to turn off just the upstairs bathroom because you want to replace the fixture, you can do it from the manifold. But, I'm not sure if it's a do-it-yourselfer. I don't think I would want to tackle it. But and also, a while back, I had an insurance company say, hey, we don't like your galvanized iron pipes. We're cutting you off. I had to switch insurance companies. NHWRO, back over to you, Sean.
Sounds like Sean might be transitioning, so I'll take it real quick. Talking about older homes, my parents' home, St. Clair Shores, went up in around 50, I think. I wasn't born until 56, but when my mom passed away, I could have had the house. It's like 1,800 square feet on a corner lot. That's just too much house for a single guy like me to handle at my age. And before, my family was out of the house, the roof was redone, the windows were redone, oil heat was converted to gas, and things like that. but the plumbing throughout the house is the original plumbing, and I can't even imagine the cost of what it would have taken to do all the plumbing throughout the entire house in a house that old, and that was just one of those things I didn't want to partake in. So he's ever in the house now. When my mom died 2 years ago, almost to the month, the people that first took it over did a lot of repair work. What they did, I don't know. But there is somebody now in the house that took it over from the transition, and they seem to be happy with it. I guess my sister talked to them. But house that old is too much work for me to take on, for sure. Hand it back to Sean, see if he's still with us.
Maybe not. Yeah, we fully remodeled our old house, and it was about a 3-year project. Constantly living in a construction zone, and I don't ever want to do that again. It was worth it. We pulled a ton of equity out of the house because of it and got this house, so, you know, time in, a little bit of work, got you what you want. But I don't want to do it anymore. We just did, I just did cabinet lighting above and below, and then ceiling lighting in the kitchen and living room, and then my wife did backsplash in the kitchen, and, like, that's the extent of what I want to do, the aesthetic, you know, rewarding things, not, oh, I have to rip out this green carpet from 1970 to put in stuff that's not disgusting. So we're very happy with where we ended up, but yeah, it was a ton of work, and if I had my whole family that I do now while I was doing it, it would have been even harder. But on that note, I am pulling in the parking lot here, and I need to get going. I'm a little bit late today, but I will catch you guys later this afternoon. I'll listen out. NADDF, everyone have a good day.
Copy that, Dakota. Have a good day. Yeah, whole house replumb. Donald, that's going to be expensive. And I got to debate, do I do that or do I just hold off, because at some point I will be selling. And is it cost effective to do that? If it's not actually for me, if it's just actually for, maybe it is a good selling point that, you know, the entire house has just been replumbed. Because there is some galvanized pipe in the walls, original 1936, I mean, I assume. So, you know, that's kind of weird. Ooh. Sean, if you're there. Is that Lance I heard? Go ahead.
It is. I'm just getting down the road up front here. When you do packs, it doesn't have to have that manifold. They kind of switched plumbing more traditionally now, because you don't have to run a home run to every fixture anymore. So, yeah, most things are kind of more traditionally plumbed now with packs.
Go ahead, Don, if you're still in.
Sorry, I dropped out before I had a chance to hear your response, Tim. I had an incident in the parking lot here. Nothing, no big deal. Just parkers parking in the wrong spot, which is a pet peeve of mine. Anyhow, sorry.
Yeah, no worries. That's what I kind of figured. The timing was right for parking enforcement. That's what I thought you might be doing. We got Lance in here, and he was mentioning about the idea of replumbing the whole house. You got the two choices, manifold or just doing home runs, and I'm sure home runs are going to probably be a little bit more cost effective. And then the thing is, do I do it or do I not do it? Because if I do sell, you know, I still could sell. But I did have an issue with one of the insurance companies. They don't like the original galvanized iron pipe. Let's flip it over to Lance. Go ahead.
Yeah, that'd be a question you got to figure out there. What's better? But, yeah, I know that depends on a lot of factors, and cost and what the rest of the house looks like and everything like that. I went in the house and they were replumbing it when I was looking. They were redoing it all with regular PVC. And I was like, yeah, you're not allowed to do that. So, you guys are replumbing this house with stuff that you're not supposed to have in your freshwater plumbing.
I'm back, guys.
Go ahead, Don, and then ship it over to Sean.
I think my boofwang just boofed and wanged and died. I don't know why. It's on the charger, but that was weird what happened. So anyway, I don't know where you guys are at right now because I just got back on air. So if Sean's with us, welcome back.
Yeah, I was just chiming back in to apologize for dropping out kind of suddenly, but I am here at the shop, so I am going to get going with my day, and plus starting to get the effects of the positive effects of the hot shower are starting to wear off fast, so I got to go round up some tissue and get ready for that phase. Anyhow, pleasure driving in with everybody this morning, and I'll need to get some more information on the galvanized. Is it just a matter of insurance? But mine would be easy enough to redo, and got me wheels turned on using a manifold. Anywho, I'm going to have to replace my hot water tank as well. I got to give some thought to one of the instants. So, all right, just lots of stuff. All right, but I got to get to work. Catch you guys. I'm going to send it to, since Donald sent it to me, and I heard Lance was in here, but I didn't hear Lance. I'm going to send it to Lance, and then you guys can figure it out from there. And I don't know who else is still here. W8FU, take care.
Sean handed it over to you, Lance, if you didn't copy him.
I copied most of that. I was like, I think, wait, did you send it to me? It was a little bit later. But, I think it was supposed to go to John.
No, this is Tim here in Richmond, Lance, and I think we're the only ones left. So with that, I think I'm going to have to jump out and sign too, though. Lance, I know you started. You just started your drive, so you probably got a little to go. I'll drop out, guys, and I'll send it over to Don. N-A-W-R-O, I will listen out. Go ahead, Don.
Okay. Well, if everybody's going to be dropping out and Lance is just coming in, unfortunately, I got to get my day started as well. So you, sir, while you're on the road, have a great day. Be safe. Sean, feel better. Don't overdo it. Box of Kleenex. You'll be fine. And I'll catch up with everybody tomorrow morning. After Wednesday, I will be gone Thursday and Friday this week, and I'll be weekend as well. But Thursday and Friday this week and Thursday and Friday next week, I will not be around on the morning drive because I will be away. So just give you guys a heads up on that if you don't hear me Thursday or Friday over the next 2 weeks on the weekdays. I'll be gone on the weekend too, but just with the morning drive. W8RCY, Donald out of Madison Heights. Everybody have a great day.
All right, 7-3, this is EDY.
WDKLO.
WDAKLO on the mobile.
NAWRO, greetings, Tom. Is that you?
Yeah, I'm out here.
You have to use Detroit, right? You'd probably be using Warren if you could.
Yeah, I'm on Detroit. I'm over here in Belleville.
Oh, that one was a little better. Yeah, you're fine then. I thought you were in an area that you just were forced to use it, but you'd probably use that anyway. So, well, how's your day going to go? It's getting close to the end, or you still got some time to pull?
Oh, and I got to call Melissa back. Her phone was really bad.
Copy that, NAWRO.
Okay, I'm back, KCKTO.
Copy that. Longer night tonight, or are you heading home?
No, I'm actually heading to Milford, out that way, like Novi area, do one last service call. Today's been nothing but frustration in regards to service.
Understood. It'll be a little bit of a longer shift for you today then. Not going to be an early one.
No, both my coworker and I, we both caught up around the same time. I called him about 7:17. He was like, dude, I just woke up. I said, that's why I was calling you, because I just woke up too. So, and then when it was supposed to be an easy job, or, you know, a couple hours of the work, it turned out to be 4 hours or nothing, trying to get cameras put up and then find out that they have the wrong bases. And it's just been a ball of frustration.
I see. It's been one of those days. Yeah, I hear you. I turned down the ASP for that last one, getting a little crunchy, but perfectly readable.
Yeah, I'm over here in Livonia. Yeah, Livonia, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, it kind of depends. That one was fine. So, all right, Tom. Well, I'm going to cut you loose. Got to do some more ARPS work. Just keep punching these people into the new database, and of course, you're all set. I really did like that antenna, and best wishes to you, Melissa, and the family under the circumstances. And I'll leave it at that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Melissa and Rachel were. Just got done doing some other arrangements, and they're both spent. They've been there most of the day, so they just got done. All right, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. JFD82KL.
Safe travels, Tom. NAWRO, clear.
KJO.
Good afternoon.
Oh, one of those days today. Yeah, I saw that mess. What a mess. Looks like so many upchucks in the box.
Most definitely one of those days today. I got in, woke up, you know, tired, but all right, you know, good mood, ready to roll. Got to work, started work on stuff. I'm like, okay, all right, you know, better than last week already. And then 8 o'clock rolls around, and I got bombarded. And then, like, I don't know what happens over the weekend, but people get stuck on stupid. And then that's pretty much how I spend my entire morning. And then, yeah, I had to go look at that. It's like two doors, like it's just a glass French door. And it's got a handicap opener on it. And they're like, well, it doesn't lock. I was here on Saturday, and it was wide open. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, what do you want from me? So I went and looked at it. Everything looks right. And I told them, I'm like, call locksmith. I'm like, this looks like it's the door lock, not engaging, not necessarily the equipment not working, but I have no idea. And, yeah, that panel was worse than the other one, and I didn't think that was possible.
That looks like somebody just threw equipment in there and put it all together. I can understand if it was a different system out there and then they changed it up that one. You know, but they could have dressed it a little bit better.
Yeah, the worst part is it's newer than the other system and it looks worse.
Yeah, me and my coworker had the same thing today. We went over to One Run to replace an overlay on a scramble reader, got that all done, and then found out that we had a duress button that was got a problem, and we troubleshooted that and on the bird system, found out that the 8-zone expander board is old, so that's got to be changed out. Got done with that, and then we raced out to Romulus here to start changing those cameras out. Get one program, get it all set up to go. He takes it up on the lift. Wrong fitting. Wrong pendant base. So that just blew a hole in the day.
It's just one of those days where you cannot get ahead.
Nope, absolutely not. So do you like the way I put my antenna up? Isn't that kind of cool?
I'm not going to lie, that's kind of what I was thinking. You know, it's in the attic, so it doesn't have to necessarily be beautiful, but it's just got to serve a purpose, and I think that's perfect. And you're saying it's working good?
Oh, absolutely. I can get to the Richmond site on UHF without a problem. And I think I may get down to Mount Clemens on 47-2, and I got a clear report, so I must have did something right. And I can hit the double nickel. That's the other funny thing. But, and I can hit Avoca a little bit, but I can't hit Bell River repeater, which is fine. You know, that's, I guess, back towards me. I wanted, I more or less needed it to get down to 47.2 down to Richmond. And it worked.
I'm curious, I'm sure we can, but I'm curious if we're able to simplex one another.
Yeah, we can try. I mean, I think, well, we can give it a shot. Like I said, I got a vertical polar, you know, I got vertical polarization on it, so it's more or less hitting, you know, south of me. But maybe we can try simplex, see what happens. I mean, I can hear thin clear as a bell down there in Richmond on simplex from 46.58. So, I don't know, we can give it a shot. Be interesting to find out.
You should see how much you can back the power down to really get a good test of the antenna. Like my house, I can run 1 watt and get almost everywhere, except for, you know, Warren and Detroit.
I could give it a shot. I mean, I could, you know, loosen up all the tape and move the angle a little bit, see what happens.
No, I don't even do that. I don't think we have to. I think we're close enough that it'll probably work.
Yeah, I don't have the hole drilled yet in the ceiling, you know, in the room where the radio's at. I just ran it out of the drop stairs. Kind of take it along the door frame down and underneath the door. So I just wanted it up there to see if I can get it working.
What did you end up going with for cable?
25 feet of LMR 400 off of Amazon, which is what KM LMR 400. You know, I only paid like $35 for it.
Perfect. So you only need it a little bit then. I mean, that's super good. You got a very short run of the antenna.
Yeah, 25 feet was just about what I needed. That's it. All I got to do is drill a hole and then, you know, poke up a feed rope and pull it down and then seal the hole or something like that. As of right now, it's just coming out the side of the drop stairs into the attic, but nobody goes up there but me, so I'm not too worried about it. It's not in the way. It's not getting pinched.
And I wouldn't make it permanent until you're 100% happy with it.
That would be cool if I can have it on an axis. Else I can change it from vertical to horizontal polarization. You know, that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, but unless you're doing some sideband stuff that's not on the sideband net, you're going to probably want to stay vertical. I think that you're going to get the best results.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I can, you know, they say I'm clear as a bell going down there. I got a little bit of static on VHF, but not too bad. And so it does what I needed to do. It's operating to the intended purpose that I was seeking.
Well, good. I'm glad it's working out. It was just sitting in my basement, and I had already moved on, so I'm glad it went to a good home, and it's going to get used.
KC, kid, you? Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I messed around with it on Saturday and did some testing on it, got good results, and I'm like, I was trying to figure out how I was going to mount it to the wood post, and I'm like, ooh, I have a piece of copper pipe in the basement. I went downstairs, got a piece of copper pipe, and screwed it, you know, and then clamped it on there, and then I just stuck the copper pipe to the joist and just wrapped it with a whole bunch of electrical tape. I'm like, that'll work.
Yeah, you don't need to get it crazy. I mean, it's up there, it's going to work, and probably there to stay.
Yep, well, the only thing I got to do is lean down a little bit when I go up into the attic there. You know, there's a light switch to my left, so I get up there and I kind of lean and go around it, but I can access that, you know, that area of the attic that I need to when I want to. So, works for me. Nobody's going to complain. Unless I do, too bad. My attic.
said you're good on 7-2 as well?
Yeah, 7.2 came in good too. Like I said, I got a little bit of static on the return, but besides that, somebody was on 4072 and said I was clear as a bell. So that's a good sign.
That little bit of static is probably just from being in the house. That's how, before I put my mast up, that's how mine was. It was clear, but I had like a little bit of snow on my receiving. It was just like the thing. You just tell the audio it was as crisp as it should have been. But it was completely usable.
100% full audio, and I can understand what they were saying. So I did the test. I said, yeah, you're coming in great. I'm like, perfect. That's all I asked for.
Well, good deal. I got a new mesh passive node today. Don't ask me why I'm playing with this stuff again, but I think it's effective. It has not seen another node since I powered it on and flashed it.
Got to be some of them around somewhere.
I know where there's a handful confirmed for a fact. I have pictures of them, and I'm driving towards them right now. So if I don't see them then, I'll be requesting a replacement from Amazon.
Yeah, I know Wally was messing around with one last year. Just seeing how it goes. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
They're definitely a tinker toy.
Yeah, I got my bat phone working, and I got my fusion all programmed. So my wife just looks at me and just nods her head. She goes, "No more toys." I said, "Why?" I said, "One can never have too many radios."
Bat phone.
Driving through the crater. Go ahead.
WKP, heading home. Figured I'd say hello, everybody.
I'm not ready for home yet. I got one more I got to get to and then go from there. This has been a headache of a day.
Just going to say sorry about your loss. Saw that on Facebook. I hadn't heard you today. Didn't know if you were working or not, but I've been busy with other projects, so that's all.
Thank you, and the funeral is Sunday, and then we have mass on Monday, so I'm taking 3 days next week off. Don't even take it off right now.
Nope. Very good. Okay. Go ahead, Dakota. WIBD.
Just digging around with the settings on this stupid meshtastic node that has not seen any other nodes.
I got extremely frustrated with that project and gave up.
It was definitely a low cost, low reward. Very frustrating. Cool, fun to use with. Love to get it.
Was that him or me, Tom? That sounded terrible.
No, Dakota's probably going into the hole over there off of Van Dyke Freeway. I'm sitting here on top of the hill at Wixom and 96.
Yeah, I'm missing my void filler. That is Warren, which I usually run until Romeo. I was just on Richmond, ran out of, I think, rope on Detroit. So back on Romeo, hopefully I'm making it.
That sounds acceptable.
Same here, KCK Joe. How do I sound of this newfangled Yaesu there, Wally?
Gesundheit.
You had a hum, but I think it's the Detroit repeater.
Detroit repeater. when you get to the traffic to get on a Wixom Road and people are taking up the whole road, getting in my way.
You been doing any fusion talking?
Yes. Heading with John and then bumped into an old boy, N8SA, and chatted with him for a bit.
Time you chat with him, that's if his repeater is working.
Go ahead, Dakota. I do not have any fusion, so no, I've not been out there, but I figured that question was directed at our boy Tom.
Absolutely. I am now a Yaesu fan.
Yes, sir. There's always people there. That's one thing I do have to say about that. There's always people there. What the heck is going on here? Oh, never mind. Welcome to Baltimore. It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah, no kidding. I've been lollygagging down 53 since I got on it because no one wants to do over 70.
That's the speed limit, I'm telling. Go ahead, Tom. Tell us more about your fusion. Anyways, you catch my comment about ask N8SA, Bill, if his repeater is going to ever go back up?
I believe he is working on the situation. You know, he was telling me about the great trailer. I mean, I remember the trailer over at the air show. He set that aside, nobody else was taking care of it, and it's kind of falling into the wrong hands and falling apart. But it sounds like a deep person. He got exactly what he told me, but it is in his thought process, put it that way.
How you sound, Crummy? I'll grab my little FT5D, whatever the heck it's called, and I'll try talking with you on it later, but if Bill's repeater ever gets working, then I have no problem from my house. It's fantastic. So I'll try getting it. But I have to step out. As they say, I'm almost at home, and I'm going to walk in and surprise her with a pecan latte, pistachio latte, whatever the heck it was called. So I'll be a hero, and I'll at least get a hug out of it. Don't think I'll get breakfast or dinner or anything else, but at least a hug. You guys have a good day. Dakota, pleasure as always. And you all drive safe. WABD, clear.
Pleasure, Wally. Have a good evening. Hopefully I catch you soon. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I think I'm getting at the end of my rope over here in Wixom. Everybody's starting to get a little popcorny. So I'll say 73 as well for now, and I'll be back out when I'm done where I gotta go.
All righty, sir. Safe travels. I'll catch you soon at ADBF.
So we'll see how that all looks, but definitely nicer this afternoon. I don't know. Maybe I'll figure something out. Maybe I'll walk the dog or something today. I should really get out of the house here. I've been farting around too much here in the shack. Hey, Jerry.
Well, I would think if you wanted to do that, it's something for sooner than later. I would guess, based on this nice sunshine. But very good. Yeah, not urgent what this person sent over, but it's just definitely not what, I don't understand why they waited. Life of project management people, I suppose.
I feel like there was a dig there. No, I'm just kidding. It's, like I said, it was on his priority schedule, not your priority schedule. And unfortunately, sometimes I think that depends on how much a person really cares about you getting your work done, too, and that kind of sucks if it's something that's a recurring thing, but if it's not, if it's just a one-off, then you let it ride under the bridge, and hopefully it doesn't happen again. But anyway, yeah, like you said, if it's not high priority, then you'll do it when you get to it. But anyway, well, very good. I heard Eric and Jason, and I saw it happening on the repeater, but I had it turned down, so I missed all the afternoon chatter, if there was much. But I have it turned up again, and I'll be monitoring for a little bit. But it sounds like you're probably getting close to wherever you're headed, so I'll say 73s. So I'm going to go do some dog stuff and perhaps take a little stroll. I don't know if I'm going to do a long walk today. Any Jerry.
Yeah, I'm just at the light here at 9 and Pontiac Trail, so be at the grocer. The grocer, momentarily. Yeah, no, this person at work is normally pretty good, but it's something I can't help him with now, not until tomorrow. 73 for now from WAKNX.
Yep, 73, buddy. We'll catch you next time. Any JRD, go be clear and jerky.
W8KNX Mobile. DGZ Mobile and Monitoring. This is KF8DGZ. Yes, I have paid my dues, I believe. KF8DGZ. KC8KGO.
W8JLN Monitoring.
That doesn't sound like Greg.
Nope, not Greg. Call signs W8JLN Joe and Chelsea. Who am I speaking to tonight?
Oh, Whiskey 8 Juliet Lima November. W8JLN. Okay, so there's a JLL out there, Greg. This is Tom, Tango West, Mike, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, and West Bloomfield Township right now, Mobile.
Oh, very good. Hey, Tom, good evening to you. Yeah, I'm out here in Chelsea just hanging out at home out here, playing with the cat in the living room, so I figured I'd get on and see if anyone was out on the repeater tonight while I'm out here dinking around. What's got you out and about there?
Oh, I'm just on my way home from work. I live up by Port Huron area in Memphis. So just finishing up the day, heading home.
Yeah, can't beat that feeling. It's always end of the day, especially on a Monday. So hopefully you had a good weekend. I didn't do too much over the weekend, just kind of a lot of running around, which didn't really leave time to really do anything that I wanted to do. I mean, it was all things that had to be done, but you know how it is, just the weekends get loaded up with things that aren't always necessarily enjoyable things to do, but things that you just have to get done. Do you have a good weekend? What'd you get up to?
Well, the start of Saturday wasn't too bad, and then we got that phone call in regards to my wife's mother, so we started dealing with that. And, went through all that paperwork and arrangements and everything else like that.
Ah, bummer. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that. Yeah, that probably wasn't a good way to start out Saturday. Boy, yeah, well, hopefully, once everything gets settled in, you know, hopefully things will get easier. Sorry to hear that. That's no good to hear.
Well, the day started off fine, you know, and, my wife and my daughter went to a baby shower, and then after that, went out to lunch with my wife's two brothers. Why are you in my way? And then after I came back from lunch, I put up my attic antenna, got my base all set up, and then one of my old farmhands came over to the house to visit. He's like another kid to us, and was just enjoying watching TV, and all of a sudden my wife called and says, yep, the time came. So it's like, ooh.
Yeah, there's, you know, there. You mentioned the baby shower there. It always seems like with those types of events that there's always like the, I don't know if you want to call it like the trade-off of life or whatever, but, you know, celebrating a new life and then, you know, then a life passing from there. So I always find that stuff kind of interesting in the way that the universe might work. What kind of antenna were you setting up in the attic? Was that something for like 2 meter, or are you getting something set up for HF in the attic?
No, it was a dual band Yagi, and got it from NADDF, and bought some LMR 400, about 25 feet of it, because the radio is right there in the room below it. And so I set that up in the attic, pointed it south, so I can hit the Macomb 147.2 VHF repeater for ARTS and the Richmond receive site for FBI. Got that all tested out and all strapped in up there. Had fun with that, and that's it. And the thing just went to pot from there, I guess you can say.
You said that was the Monroe ARPC. I do the Washtenaw County ARPC, and I think some of those guys that do those other nets check in on the Sunday night one. I think we get a couple of folks from Wayne and Monroe and some of those other counties.
Oh, no, Macomb County, RP.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, the RP stuff's cool to be involved with. I've been doing the Washtenaw County stuff here. I've only had my license since May, so I found them kind of just dumb luck. I was looking for repeaters around here in the area in Ann Arbor, and found the NADY one, and just sitting in the shack one night and had the repeater on, and then all of a sudden they said, you know, I'll stand by for a call up for the weekly ARPC net. And I said, well, what's this? And listened to it, and I don't know if they do it down in your county, but at least in Washtenaw County they have the ARPC and Skywarn people help out with the siren testing and whatnot, and it was during the summer, so they just happened to mention, you know, oh, we're looking for people to help do the siren nets and whatnot. So kind of just been hooked on that ever since, going out there and helping them out. What kind of stuff does that ARPC group do?
Oh, we'll be starting to doing the siren testing soon, but we just we help with the Woodward Dream Cruise with Oakland County RPC and getting our feet wet and a lot of stuff. I said we're a newer group. We started off in 2024 with about 15, and we're over 30 strong now. Placed third in the fall set. That was a lot of fun. But we're working hard to grow the group and everything else like that, and hoping to do more events this year.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, I did the fall set with the Washtenaw group and never heard anything more about it after that, so I didn't realize that they did like placing and stuff like that. So that's really cool. Yeah, that's ARPC and all that stuff's a great thing to be able to be involved with and, you know, help out in the community and get to play ham radio too, so that's really cool. What was the exercise that you guys did? I know the Washtenaw one, they basically just did like a rehash of the 2011 or 2012 tornado that hit Dexter. So wasn't by any stretch of the means like a unique exercise, but I guess one that's probably still near and dear in a lot of people's hearts out in that area. WJLM.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Hold on a second. I'm going to get this run out here, right? Hey, KKJO, I'm back.
Hey, Tom, WJLN here. Cool. We were talking about the RPC stuff. What was the exercise that you guys did for yours?
We did deployment, and it was in regards to heavy snow and checking on warming centers.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that sounds pretty applicable to Michigan weather. I think the Wayne County, someone from Wayne County's emergency management office, it might even be the emergency manager for Wayne County, I think he said that they were going to do some kind of like bank system failures, so that basically there was just going to be like civil unrest from people not being able to go out to the banks or something and get their money. So I don't know. It sounds like everyone kind of had their own cool little scenario here. And like I was saying, we just did basically the repeat of the Dexter tornado. So it was just basically setting up the aid stations, coordinating, getting, you know, water and building supplies and whatnot delivered to people. So it was fun, nice way to get out and participate in that stuff and get to meet some of the guys from the group that always here on the Nuts on Sunday night, but hadn't actually ever met in person yet. So, and I know they're going to be doing the Washtenaw County Skywarn training here in a couple months, and, you know, if you want to sign up for that and get your Washtenaw County spotter ID number, you got to go through the county's Skywarn training class. So hoping to be able to do that this month or next month or whenever it is.
Oh, I did my Macomb County one last spring, so I'm clear there. All I got to finish up is my FEMA 200, and then I'll be a level 1 certified.
Oh, cool. So you're doing, like, the RACES stuff then?
Yeah, we're doing, I got the, what is it, the IC-100, IC-200, got my Skywarn ID, programmed the radio, you know, front programmed the radio, and did Windlink, internet and Windlink radio. You know, got all that done on the, you know, for a level 1 task in the, you know, the task book. So all I got to do is my FEMA 200, and then that'll be completed. I might do the 800 or 900, but level 2 is a little bit more involved. And, you know, we'll see how far that goes. We're working on getting into, you know, becoming an OXCOM, which I think will be pretty cool. That it, you know, there is a little bit more work involved, but we'll see how it goes.
I got a question, WIX.
Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Chris. IC 100, 200, 700, 800, there's a 900? I don't remember that.
No, that's my mistake. There's 700 and 800. I got my numbers mixed up, so you are correct.
Oh, okay. I was involved. I used to work for FEMA, and I took on 703C, I think. But now there is no more 703. They now incorporated into 700, but it's still a certificate, and when I turn them in, it'll blow a few minds.
Yeah, I've started doing some of the beginner FEMA ones, just like the RACI certifications. I can't remember what Washtenaw County requires you to do for the for their RACIs, but it's pretty dry material, as I'm sure you guys know. So I had started trying to go through it, and I think I got one of the courses done, and then when I took some time off, back whenever the government was shut down, I wanted to finish the rest of it, but then, of course, all the FEMA websites were shut down during that, so I wasn't able to do it. So maybe I'll hunker down here before springtime and try to bang that out, but it's interesting, but it's just really dry, and so I guess I have what you call the TikTok attention span these days, so it's hard to stay focused and go through such dry material. This is WAJLM.
Yeah, it is. It is rather dry, and you got to get your head wrapped around it. It's basically incident command. You can't walk the walk unless you can talk the talk, and you've got to understand the talk in order to do the walk. I know it's all confusing, but I learned it the hard way about 15 years ago. My certificates are still good. Once you take a course and pass it, you don't have to take it again. That's the law. That's FEMA's law. So just letting you know. I worked for the National Disaster Medical System, and I worked for FEMA. I had to work for both of them because the National Disaster Medical System is comprised mostly of doctors, nurses, paramedics, EMTs, mental health specialists, surgeons. It's like a modern-day MASH unit that gets sent out to all over the country for natural disasters. We also got sent out for 9/11, and I get decorated for thinking on my feet because FEMA has a playbook for every disaster. But for 9/11, they didn't have anything in a playbook for it because we've never had a terrorist incident on our soil before. Not one of that magnitude, and I had to come up with something. I was the first in team, and the first 3 days, Mayor Giuliani and I got into it, and then finally we came to a compromise and we worked together. And I got a commendation from him and a thank you from the city of New York, and I also got decorated by the first director of Homeland Security back then was Tom Ridge. So, for thinking on my feet. And now, I didn't call mine a procedure. I called it a, instead of a SOP, I called it an SOG. And I said, the SOG will prevent you from getting into trouble. Because FEMA was constantly getting sued for not following its procedures. I go, if you make it a guideline, you can always deviate from a guideline, but you cannot deviate from a procedure.
Hey, Joe, that's very interesting. Kind of neat. And congrats to you, and thank you for what you did on 9/11. So nobody was prepared for that, but we came out above it. We rose, well, from the ashes.
Yes, we did. And some of us are living with problems therein. I am, at least. But, yeah, it's good stuff. It's necessary to understand the incident command system, which was originally designed by the fire departments all over the country. So they all pretty much follow one standard incident command format, and each one of them, because of their different locale, deals with their incident command, because no fire is the same, and then some of them are the same, but there's always something that happens, and they have to be able to have a command system in place to make it work. that's why they do it the way they do it. Have fun with it. Well, don't have fun with it. It's important to know it. And I even handled it. I was made an incident commander by the Wayne County Emergency Management Director, Mark Sparks, a long time ago when we had that tornado skip over Hamtramck. I was the only one that knew how to get into and out of Hamtramck. And we took a bunch of hams in there. We had some at the school gymnasium where they were taking on people that were injured and or homeless because their houses might have been damaged. And I was in the communication section with the mayor, and we got it all working. I ended up staying the whole night because the lieutenant that was supposed to relieve me was coming home from Camp Dearborn when that happened and got caught in a traffic jam. And when he got home, he had no electricity, and he had two or three weeks of beard growth that he couldn't shave off.
That is really cool to hear those stories. Thank you for sharing with them. That's cool, and that's I just feel like, man, Michigan, great state, and there's a lot of really good people that do really good things in this state, and to hear you telling that here on the repeater tonight, that's really cool. And yeah, for sure, it's not something to be taken lightly if you're gonna go down that route and take the courses. So I appreciate the advice on it, and hopefully I'll be able to get that taken care of, and hope that nothing ever requires the Gracies to be called up out here. But if it does, then you know, at least I'll be prepared. But anyway, gentlemen, I'll say 7-3s to you both. I got to wrap up some laundry and do some other chores around the house here tonight before I go to bed tonight. So pleasure talking to both of you, and hope to catch you on here again. I'll listen to you guys on the way out. This is W8JLN.
WBATKL knows me personally. That was back in the days when we were using packet radio, so we made packet radio work. We couldn't get back to the airport on packet radio from Hamtramck, so I set the Edison repeater, now known as the DTE machine, 533. We set it to zero hang time and sent the packets through the repeater so it could get back to the emergency management office out at the airport, which is no longer there now. They moved it. They leveled it. But they're used at the airport police station at Middlebelt and Wick, south of Wick, I should say. I think it's a parking lot now. But the signal got all the way back to the office, and they knew what we were doing all the time. We gave them a sit rep every hour. 73, Jay knows me. He's known me a long time. I used to be NAFZT. I am now WIAX. 73, good night.
Have a good one, guys. I'm still heading home. I still got probably about a half-hour drive. And then I'll be done and home and able to somewhat relax. KJO.
WD8KLO.
This is W8JUC, Jolly Uncle Charlie, in Brighton, Michigan.
NAWRO, you over here, Dean? I don't know what
which one you're on.
Yep, I'm over here. I was bouncing between both, so, but yes, I'm over here. So if I'm understanding correctly, this one's standalone at the moment, correct?
Negative. It's technically, to my knowledge, it's the Warren that's standalone. But because the Warren, you know, feeds so much traffic, a little bit more traffic than the group up here, you know, is kind of standalone from the Warren, if you follow my drift.
Copy that. So Richmond is still, Richmond's still in line with Romeo at the moment?
Correct. Give me a second. I'm going to switch over to the UMP, and you should hear me here. I'm looking at the dashboard, too. So, in AWRO, stay here. I'll be right back. Okay, in AWRO, I am transmitting on the Mount Clemens UMP.
Copy that, NAWRO. This is K8LAX, and copy the UMP. You are coming through. So, really, in all honesty, it's not affected too horribly.
Hey, Dean, we're on a roll here. How about I try Romeo? I'm not even sure if I've done that before. I'll try Romeo. Might bump up the power. So, stand by about 15 seconds. NAWRO.
Standing by for Romeo, K-E-A-X.
K-E-A-L-A-X, N-A-W-R-O, on Romeo.
N-A-W-R-O, you're coming in loud and clear on Romeo.
Copy that. What the heck? Let's go for Detroit. Stand by. I'll switch over to Detroit. Let's see if this works. I think this one won't, but I'll try. In AWRO.
I'm going to switch to UMP. I'm getting closer to Mount Clemens, and FBI Richmond's getting a little scratchy.
I copy that.
N-A-W-R-O-K-E-L-A-S.
On Detroit.
N-A-W-R-O-K-E-8-L-A-X. You are getting into the repeater, but it's rough and there is some noise, but I do have a copy on you.
Copy that, Dean. Back over on Richmond. I'll copy.
All right, you sound great, but yeah, you made a pretty good trip over to Detroit from Richmond. I'm assuming you were full power, but you did get in there. If all else failed, you'd be okay.
Copy that. I seem to have a good performance, if you will, on UHF. 7.2, not as much, but yeah, it's a little different anyways. But I did just do the double nickel, the Warren CertNet, a few minutes ago, and I think they were struggling to hear me, but I did get in, so yeah, it is what it is. Like to get the antenna on top of the roof, but that's kind of some of the work you did. I'd like to do that, but that'll be for this summer. NAWRO, over to you, Dean.
Copy that. Well, when you go to tackle that, let me know and I'll come assist and lend you a hand. This windstorm actually shifted my clamps slightly, so I have to get up there, tighten my clamps up, and straighten that antenna back up. But for the first try, those were some pretty strong winds. K8LAX, back over to you, Tim.
Yeah, I tell you, they sure were, Dean. I was out actually in the front yard of all things, taking down Christmas decorations. Basically, it was just a light bulb in the front pole light. It's a green one for Christmas, and I had to take. Silly me, I was doing it during that windstorm, and it was like, oh man, this is not safe. It really got bad. So finally, I buttoned the light up and just got out of there and got back in the house. It was a little unsafe to even be out at street level.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I'm waiting for an opening to get up back on the roof and straighten that antenna back up. But I'd rather if necessary take care of the other things discussed. So that'll take a back burner depending on what's going on.
Yeah, copy that. Appreciate you taking care of that and the team and John as well. And if I'm needed, I am free that day, but I think it might be more like a Wally thing along with Sean. So appreciate the help on that. Hopefully we can get that fixed. That was a good meeting today. I came out with, you know, a lot of good information. Glad we were able to do that on Discord.
On Teams, you mean? I think we were on Teams. But, yeah, no, it good discussion. I think everybody got their points, concerns across. And, no, it was a very, very good meeting today. I think a bit more productive than most.
Yeah, I knew I messed up as soon as I said it. Yeah, I got to get used to Teams, not Discord. Actually, I do like that platform a lot better. It does seem to perform a lot better. We were having trouble with the Discord. But, yeah, I just got done with the latest roster, did the culling. So now, at this point, this minute right now, we have 29 active members, and that's it. Nothing on the back of the page, so I'll work on getting the four active members that are not part of the new database, and we will be done with that project, at least the initial part. So very happy to see that.
100%. That's awesome. And the more we can simplify things, the better off I think we'll be. KD8LAX, back over to you, Tim.
Copy that, Dean. I agree. And with that, I think I'm going to call it a night. It was a good day. You stay safe out there, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. NAWRO, after you, sir.
7-3's, Tim. You have a good rest of your night. I'm out and about. I got to run to the bank to do a few other things. But, yeah, you have a good rest of your night, and we will catch you on the air here soon. This is KE8LAX. I will be clear and monitoring 7.2 and the FBI. Have a good night. 7-3.